AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. House prosecutors are to walk over the single impeachment charge against former President Donald Trump to the Senate this evening. Trump faces one count of incitement of insurrection. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports a delay in opening arguments until February 8th may help both President Biden and the former president.
The value for the Biden administration is that it means that there is more time for the Senate to act on his cabinet officials, though it does come with political risk. The more time that goes by already, we see more Republicans suggesting that they would not vote to convict.
Coronavirus cases and deaths in the U.S. remain high, but there has been a drop-off. Sagar Magani reports.
Deaths are averaging about 3,100 a day, roughly 200 fewer than 2 weeks ago. New cases are down about 80,000 from the peak January 11th.
You know what I think this really is just the natural peaking and then plateauing and coming down.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC's Today Show it's not a result of Americans starting to get vaccinated, though that will have a significant influence soon. Less than 6% of the population has received at least one dose of the vaccine so far. Even as cases drop, Fauci and others are worried about more contagious virus variants spreading, including one in South Africa. He says scientists are preparing to upgrade the vaccines to address the mutated versions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden announces a plan to strengthen manufacturing during the pandemic.
It's based on a simple premise that will reward work, not wealth, in this country. And the key plank of ensuring the future will be made in America.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration will provide public briefings on the coronavirus pandemic starting this Wednesday. This is AP News. People in California are a bit more optimistic with the slowing coronavirus numbers.
We're seeing a flattening of the curve.
Governor Gavin Newsom says coronavirus conditions in California are improving.
Restaurants can open for outdoor dining with modifications. Nail hair salons can open with modifications. Certain youth sports can resume.
The state is also lifting a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. In New York,
I think we're at a new place now.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is talking about loosening restrictions, possibly later this week. The trick is to not let your guard down.
Don't get cocky with COVID. This beast changes on us all the time.
Cuomo says conditions are not right yet to reopen indoor dining outside New York City. I'm Ed Donahue.
The American Film Institute announces its top 10 films of the year, including Pixar's Soul and two of Chadwick Boseman's final films, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom and Spike Lee's Vietnam drama, The Five Bloods. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.